5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Hello, welcome to the... Hello, welcome to the Why Noise podcast. Episode 5? I want to say 5.
Yeah, I want to say that.
Yeah, I'll say 2 then. Yeah.
This week I'm joined by Tony Right.
What an intro.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
And Maximum Smut. Go on, give us some smut.
Not anymore. Wouldn't mind a bit of that.
Wait, what's the Wallace hand?
It's just me and all the lads.
Hardman Productions.
Yeah, that's good.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. It's just what we do on the Patreon. We're also joined by Ethan James.
Hello, everyone. Hello. God, I've been here so long now.
Yeah? It's what, today?
Oh, well, and today.
Are you sleeping in the office?
I've got nowhere else to go.
Sorry to hear that.
It's all right, mate.
We've got Max from Smut. He's always up to stuff.
Oh,
Max.
Always up to stuff.
I'm just trying to think, what can I say?
Legally.
Do you know what, my fear of magpies is going.
sorry, what?
Fear of magpies is going.
Do you know what? Ethan's a magpie, technically.
Are you?
Yeah.
Go on.
I love stealing jewellery.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Is that financing your rent here?
Yeah, man.
Under the desk.
He's not paying rent here.
Is he not?
No, we'll discuss it later, yeah.
I had a horrible fear of magpies. I see one magpie.
You salute them, don't you?
It makes me a bit miserable. But the other week, or the other day, not the other week, this week, I saw a gate that had, on the other side of the gate was a sort of crisscross metal panelling, you know what I mean?
And you thought you didn't have anything interesting.
I know. You know, like a metal panelling, a little crisscross panelling. How does no one know what crisscross metal panelling is? And there was a little baby magpie stuck in it. There was a little baby magpie stuck in it, flapping its wings.
Oh, they said suck in it. Sorry.
A little baby magpie was stuck in it, yeah.
They taste delicious.
That's wild.
That was
seeing
my dinner
a little
sorted.
Baby magpie struggle.
Yeah,
made
and I,
you feel
and
better
I
about...
saved it.
Oh, well okay. done,
I
next.
Saved it. I thought, you know what? I'm going to do you a solid.
Wow.
I'll go out there and tell the
did
other
Did it person. Struggle a bit?
It was scared. And it was scared. Walking up the street and I could see it. And I was like, that's not good.
Where was this?
Didsbury.
Didsbury?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. And I thought, you know what, I sort of broke the panelling a bit. Mm. And I saved the little bird and I went, you know what,
The other magpies had put it in jail because it was an awful
That magpie.
It instantly went out and just cut someone's brake line and then flew off. Yeah.
That's good though.
Yeah.
A hero to...
To magpies.
Sure.
And so I think after that I'm like, you know what, I don't feel as bad about them now.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Really positive.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
Weirdly, in the same sort of vein, I was on a dog walk on Friday, and this staffie came out of nowhere and was chasing my dog, And, you know, he was old. He looked old. And he also had quite a big penis. And I thought, you're not going to fuck my dog.
You have to fuck me first.
There's a queue.
Get in line.
It just kept running around. And I mean, my dog normally loves playing with other dogs. But it got to the point where this one just kept jumping into it and trying to mount. So we were out running it. But it just kept going, just kept chasing us,
really?
Never gave up. And I was stood on the bench holding my dog, and it was jumping up at my legs on the bench.
My God.
Oh, where's this owner? And we'd waited there for that long that it was just like, oh, it must have run away.
What?
It must have run away. So I took my dog home and came back running. And then and my girlfriend said, oh, did you bring the lead? And I was like, oh, I didn't check my phone, did I? I was in, you know, fight or flight. So I had to run back and come again. And we got this dog and got it on a lead. And in that time, she'd phoned the police, like the 111, the council, no help, nothing.
Really?
They just went, is it a dangerous dog? And she went, no. And she went, right, nothing we can do.
I mean, it's a bit of a perv.
Yeah.
I thought we were trying to fuck everyone.
Yeah.
That's a danger, isn't it?
Right.
I'm on my way. I didn't like your tone there. So then we took it to some sort of vets, worryingly, near Joe McGrath's ends.
Ooh. Yeah. What ends?
And it was a Friday night, so he was at the strip club. So we got in the car, and it's behind me.
Are you sure this dog wasn't just Joe in a big suit?
No, it had quite a lovely coat, to be fair. And it was right behind me. And it was going, it sounded like having Joe in the back seat. And it stank. And the maps wouldn't work in the car. So I'm thinking, oh, I just might crash. Because it's right in my ear. It stinks. And it's like a sensory overload as I'm loosely getting directions. But we dropped it off and it loved where it was, actually. Nicknamed him Bruce. He was an old dog. He was real cheeky. But he did have an element where I thought, are you going to go for me? And Zoe said the same. She's like, there's a bit where he did look menacing. It was either he's going to hunt me or go for me.
Well, for an older dog, I mean, it's a hell of a libido, isn't it?
I'd rather he hunt me. But yeah, so, you know, similarly, you know, it was just we were out there
heroes.
Saving animals.
Yeah.
And hopefully Bruce has found his home.
Yeah.
If not, I'm not going to take him.
No?
No.
Nor should you.
Not with my sweet young lady at home, and I mean my dog.
it's a potential risk.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, to be fair.
God.
And the smell, you don't need that.
Yeah.
No, not with
me. That's the one thing I struggle with, the dogs.
Yeah.
When they're a bit stinky.
Yeah.
Give them a wash.
They love to roll in fox poo as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curse
the
you.
Worst of the poo.
It really is.
Really,
I mean,
is the worst.
Is it?
God,
fox
poo
is the worst,
up.
Is it?
I don't know what they're eating.
In down to second place.
No! You have to give my Guinness World Record back.
Shaking hands with a fox. Look, hold on, mate.
I'm coming for you, bad boy.
Fox
bad
gagging.
Training begins for next year.
A yearly thing. I can't just call him up at any time.
Do we not get,
I'm ready.
Do we not get my certificate in person? No, we'll send it in the post, mate.
The worst Rocky montage ever. I don't even know what I'd be doing.
We're just all the grease. Running and stuff, yeah.
Dog.
Just avoiding the rain. No. See, that was eventful, but hopefully, the dog's fine. Yeah. Police are shit. No shock. One. Well, yeah. Those police are.
No resources, are there?
Yeah. Still twat. Yeah. Probably up there with, speaking to Ethan about estate agents. Not estate agents, but the landlord people that you deal with.
Yeah.
What are they called? Estate agents?
Estate agents.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
There are. Oh, they do my head in.
Like management teams for the landlord.
Yeah, the person who I spoke to once, maybe the worst human I've ever met.
Really?
And I was very tempted to just drive down there and look at him and just see who it was I was dealing with. But, you know, it makes you question now. When I've been, when I was younger and I was unemployed, I was thinking, how does that person have a job? You know?
Yeah.
You need to be like that to be in that.
Do you? Or is that just what, you know, he's doing?
I've never really dealt with estate agents like personally, but everyone I know that has, they just seem like all of their job is saying, I don't deal with this, someone
yeah.
else does.
Yeah, passing yeah. the book. Yeah.
And then you're just doing like seven different email threads or CCing people in, just being like, who is yeah. in charge here?
Yeah. It's a bit like with restaurants and stuff, when you have a good experience, you don't really write a review. Like people don't,
no.
people aren't asked. If they have a good landlord, nothing ever come up. But when you need yeah. something, it's just constant. Yeah, we don't deal with that. Oh, yeah. I'll speak to the landlord. Yeah, no, can't get hold of him. Sorry about the rats.
So whilst I've been living at my place, there's been like little issues, you know, like this, one of the door frames is sort of coming off a bit. And it's like, oh, can you get it sorted? And they're like, yeah, we'll get it sorted. And they put fucking sticky tape over it.
Mm. Nice.
And then now I'm moving out of
Stick
there.
Stick to the door.
Every time I come here, I've just had to rip loads of skin off. Just
landlord says with a spatula, come yeah. here, you.
It's the fear of living alone, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
It's just loads of like t-shirts stuck to the wall. I'm to free yourself. I can't keep going back to Primark.
Just dried blood.
Are you laughing at me bleeding?
It's rags.
Just completely hairless under this. Yeah, that's fun, guys.
Yeah.
So as soon as I'm moving, they're like, right, we're really going to need to get this sorted now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I told you about this 2 years ago.
I had that with the balcony door.
Yeah.
It's just a jar. Yeah.
Obviously, Ryan, great friend of the podcast. His house is a shambles.
It is, to be yeah. fair.
To be, I don't think there's anything the landlord can do to fix
Burn
that.
It.
his shower yeah. broke on the very first day, and he wouldn't get it fixed. I mean, all he did was like move it or something.
Right.
And it broke, and he's never had it fixed because he was like, oh no, it happened on the first day and they'll think it was me. It's like, get it fixed. If it costs you £20.
If it happened on the first day,
yeah, it's less
it's
likely,
likely
to be you.
That it was already in a compromised yeah. position, yeah. right?
But even if it was you, like, it's wear and tear. Like, they just
yeah.
fix
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it won't cost that much to get a new shower head. And so his ensuite is just for him pooing in.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tom, have you saved any animals?
No.
What with you being the vegan, you've got to step up to the plate now.
Yeah, to be fair.
It's not really a story when I do it. It's just the way I live day to day, you know. I see an animal in distress, I help it.
Mm.
Saved a frog the other week.
From?
Yeah.
Other cats.
Knife crime.
I iron it up.
Leave it alone, yeah. lads.
Saved a frog from himself.
It adventured beyond the cage that we have over the pond.
Cage.
It's like the frogs can get through, but the cats can't get in.
Right.
Well, it's important.
So you just picked up and just threw it back in.
No, just popped him back in. You know. I called him Seamus, so I guess.
Maybe he wanted to explore the outside world. He's like, I want to go outside the realms of this cage.
It's dangerous out there, Tony. There's nothing good beyond that cage.
Never have kids, man.
You know, and the frogs, to Tom's like, shame us, and yeah. Tom starts throwing insults at them.
Yeah.
Guys, that's get that on a t-shirt.
I have, actually. I have.
Just at the back of this one I'm wearing now.
Thankfully, Seamus played for Valencia. I went down to London to film the Sky Sports thing at West Ham Stadium. I went there for a cyber match, and weirdly, that was a much better atmosphere. I just had... Mm. There was 60,000 sort of angry Cockneys, and it was silent. Really, really tempting to just go to sleep. I think at one point I did rest my head, and I thought, no, I'm meant to be...
To be fair, I guess if it's those teams you're watching, you've got nothing to cheer about.
Greatest league in the world, you know.
Whoa. Scorched, man.
Yeah.
But normally, because it was the last game at home for West Ham, they do like a lap of honour, and most of the fans had left It's quite bleak because you're there with your kids on the pitch just going like that to, you know, three or four people and a few stewards. That's
a bleak game to go to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know why they had me there, actually.
What was the... No connection. Were you there to promote something, or...?
It was just for Sky Sports.
Right.
But I've got no connection to either team.
No.
Yeah, weird that.
Yeah, it was. But weirdly, afterwards, you know, when the players go out, we were basically waiting there, and one of them said, oh, imagine if Danny Dyer came walking through now. A minute later, there he goes. Wow. Danny Dyer.
What? Willed him into existence.
Yeah.
The power I have.
Is he a fan of those teams?
Of West Ham, he is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His daughter's married to West Ham.
Jared Bowen, yeah.
West Ham's captain, yeah.
He's their only good player, pretty much. Mm. And then I was thinking, oh no, the only other West Ham fan I know of is James Corden.
And David Rees.
Well, and then a bloke who looked a lot like James Corden, around the same age, in full kit for some reason. I really want to know why, because he looked like James Corden. He just came walking through, and then there's a bit of me where I was like, and then I realised, no, he's gone.
Thank God.
If it was James Corden, would you have spoken to him?
I would have faced the wall.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Not to protest his existence just because I've said some things and there's a chance he's seen it. Like a slim chance.
Yeah.
He's had loads of abuse, so it's, you know, why would you pick mine out? Just facing them, we'll go, I actually enjoyed the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
Oh, is that you?
What?
I actually saved a stray staffy the other day, mate.
Big old cock.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Always look on the bright side of things.
Yeah. You're hanging out with Joe a lot, haven't you, doing the wingman?
Not done it for ages. We were planning to do it this week. He's like, oh, I'm off to Madrid.
Bilbao.
Oh, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Forgot his passport.
Yeah.
That's Joe McGraw, isn't it?
I swear he does it on purpose.
Someone put on Instagram.
Put the content in it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
I feel like
I feel like every week...
I'm going to get a few days out of this.
Every week, I slag off Joe. Yeah. And... But someone put on their story, the hardest working man in radio or whatever, with Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying to Ethan, he was disagreeing, of course. I was saying, he's not, he's everywhere, sure, I'll give you that. But he's not doing much, he's just there. Yeah. He manages to get in every place, but he's doing the minimum.
He's very good at showing his face at an event.
Yes.
Mm. Is that not hard work in itself, though?
Being present?
No, true, yeah.
Try and just get an Uber. It's not that hard, is it?
Good book. Right, Max is going to get an Uber to Bilbao now, and we will keep up to date with him.
Just to show his face.
I've actually got my passport, so already went out of jail.
Why'd you carry your passport?
You never know when you're going to be travelling. Never fucking know.
Take me, Magpie, to a new venture.
Fly me away. It died very soon after that.
It just detaches from his legs and goes up. I'd rather limp.
I'd rather limp.
It's just what Magpie say, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
The sorrow.
I'm starting to regret saving that Magpie now.
What would you rather you did? Just filmed it laughing?
What? Where would I put that footage?
That's great content. That was super.
That's just for you and your vengeful way.
Up there with the woman that threw a cat in the bin. He's a guy that films baby birds dying. Follow me for more crazy videos like this, guys.
Max giggling like, I'm facing my fears.
Who's got the bad luck now, bitch?
You.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Probably so.
A lot of people do that with videos, don't they, where they'll like put an animal in distress on purpose.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. Then film themselves saving it.
What?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, so a lot of these animal videos where it's... it's not as bad as I said, so it's still a bit bad, but they'll like film and like, take like a baby away from something out of a tree and put it in the middle of the road, and they'll start recording like, oh, this little baby sloth in the middle of the road, I'm going to be a hero, put some music on, and they
baby sloth,
put it back, you know, in the tree, and like they're clearly just taking it and putting it there.
Yeah, it's horrible that.
Yeah.
I did see.
If there's any evidence of that, I believe it. If not, that's a bold assumption.
No, a lot of these, honestly, so many of these
I'd have to
videos.
See behind the scenes of that happening. Otherwise, I think Max Smith is the first to ever save an animal.
I feel like baby sloth is a wild pig.
Or, I don't know, some sort of tree animal.
All those baby sloths you see in the middle of the road.
No, I mean, these videos are on the internet. This is not locally filmed.
There are people that steal dogs, and then when people put up £1,000 reward, they'll go, oh, I just found your dog.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Crazy,
I've seen the way people treat animals in some parts of the world.
Mm.
Anyway.
Name and shame.
Treated like kings in India, the cows.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to say India for dogs. Horrendous.
Yeah.
Sorry to any Indian dogs watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you get better soon.
Seen a boy trying to drown a dog.
Did I mention the staffy I saw was in New Delhi? So I sort of may have started a trend there.
So I got pretty drunk the other day.
Tom!
Yeah, I'm honestly like, what was it? Wednesday.
Is this your work party?
Yeah, I'm still recovering. Like, belly's not been right since. Can't hack it anymore. Way too drunk. Went flight club.
And then Binley Mega Chippy.
Yeah.
Guys, trust me, it's going to go off in there.
Yeah, I was doing the worm.
Wow.
Wait, what?
Well, no, someone else was doing the worm.
There's a worm dying on the floor in Flight Club.
No, this wasn't in Flight Club. We'd left Flight Club.
As if there's a good place to do the worm.
Tom's gone to his own.
There are better places than Flight Club.
Tom's on his own at the bar just doing the worm.
Now, someone else did the worm first, and then was like trying to get me to do it. I'm like, no, you know. I'm like, oh, go on, you're scared.
Are we going to see a TikTok soon of Tom Looney doing the worm?
No, there was no footage, I don't think.
A little worm tail?
Delete that!
There might be footage. Maybe someone who has footage. Yeah.
But if it's just you humping the floor.
Apparently that's what it looked like.
I went down the worm, guys. He's doing the worm.
I went chin first. Play it off. Really sore chin.
Tom falling over. His face planted.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I got home, I fell up the stairs, spilt hot tea all over my hands.
Hot tea on when you get in?
I made a cup of tea. I thought, you know, we'll attack this hangover. I had a lot of water, took some painkillers. I'll have a chamomile tea, you know, flush it all out. I was kind of crawling up the stairs.
Oh, no.
Did you pour the tea into the iron?
No, the tea just went all over my hands. And I
really?
I think my housemate thought we were getting robbed.
Wow. Yeah. They've pinched our chamomile tea. So what were you drinking to get you in such a state?
Do you know what? I wasn't that bad at all night. I mean, even doing the worm, I think I was just, you know, high on life. But I was, you know, a few beers, just taking it quite steady. But someone we were with was bringing tequila shots, and I don't really do shots. I did do
so,
shots.
So it was the tequila that's
But it's I think I'd pretty much mapped out what I was doing drinking-wise, and I think I would have been fine. But this is just...
It's just when you're pressing fast forward and suddenly it goes to times eight and you were on times two.
It's not what you need.
Were you doing the whole lime and salt thing?
No.
Really? You just...
Wasn't, yeah.
Raw dogging
it, mate. Yeah.
He doesn't touch salt out of respect to his slug friend.
Fuck you. Yeah, fucking worm boy over here.
Why are you coming for me?
Fucking worm and slug boy over here.
To be fair, you did start the slug thing. You know, I'm just keeping it going 4 years later. Actually, no, probably not longer than that.
Yeah, you started the slug thing.
Yeah.
I blame Tony, to be fair.
Tony.
Sorry, guys.
So, Tony, after hearing the great escapades of us, you know, a couple of animal savers.
Yeah.
An animal impressionist.
Animal himself, yeah.
What's your week been like?
So I've been travelling about again, still doing my shows and that. Leeds the other day.
Leeds?
Nice.
Yeah, you know. Career's going well.
Where's the best place for a wrestling show?
In terms of like city or place or anything like that?
I reckon city.
I am biased, but I do think Manchester's really good.
I think Manchester's quite very good for like really, art stuff, isn't it?
Really solid, yeah. Because you get a nice... Liverpool's really good as well. There's so much strong stuff in Liverpool. But I think between the two, you get loads of people that... either are really into it, go to all the shows, so you've got a nice core base there. You get loads of people that go, I just want to go have a few drinks, watch this, it's going to be a laugh.
Yeah.
And those two different demographics together makes for a really fun show.
It is good.
You get like punters, you get good energy, and then you get people that like support you and know what you do.
Yeah.
Quite like it.
Have you come across any any wrestlers, who's just got a really niche sort of, not gimmick, what's it called in wrestling?
Yeah, gimmick, character.
Yeah. What's the nichest character you've come across? Is there anyone who's, you know, a secret spy?
Well, there's loads of people that think they're the Joker, right? Many people that are like, I'm just a little bit unhinged. right, okay. But in terms of, like, the weirdest character... Well, actually, just because it's kind of fresh in my memory, there's a photographer that does, like, loads of shows who... Like, we're going back 15 years, maybe more, used to wrestle as a moth. He's called Mothman.
Oh, that's cool.
And I saw it
covered
like,
in dust.
I saw.
He's eating my clothes.
I saw like pictures and videos of it for the first time over the weekend, and it is so much fun. Like, it's just big, like sandy brown suit. He's got wings, and he just runs around for ages until someone swats him out of the air.
That's funny.
Out of the air. So yeah, I think that's like my favourite one I've seen. It's nothing too crazy, apart from like yeah, people that want to be a little bit mysterious and a little bit dark.
So what's yours again?
It's just me in it, but yeah. Like
Joker in it.
I'm so, crazy.
I'm a little bit of the penguin. I've got a limp.
I'm like just very flamboyant, so it's me, but with so much more kind of like showman energy. I wear a lot of like flashy things.
So I was told a story at work about someone that did a Beat the Gong show, and they. You put your name down, obviously, and they just put Joker.
Nice.
And a guy turned up wearing the full makeup.
Oh, no. Lovely.
And was just pacing up and down the stage for 2 minutes. And then somebody went, get off your shit, because the people weren't putting the cards up, because it was like...
Is it not annoying that you only lasted a minute and a half when you did it?
Made 20p. Well,
I think there people are waiting second. For him to do something. If he's not done anything for 2 minutes, people are going, well, I'm waiting for whatever it is he's going
to
do.
Yeah. So people told him to get
off
his
shit. Just as the Joker just stood there, though.
He stole me act.
I was fuming. And then he started aggressively going at the audience, going, how fucking dare you not laugh at this, blah, blah, blah. So he got kicked out.
Of the venue?
Of the venue.
Wow.
And he sent the owner a message saying, how dare you get in the way of my art?
Wow.
It's like, what are you doing?
That is bonks. I mean, there are some crazy people who do open mic yeah. night stuff, but... Yeah.
It does attract...
The Joker's a wild character to just sort of take on.
Mm. But also like...
With no material as well.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This is no slight to anyone that does those competitions. We've done them before. It's all fine. Oh, yeah. But I don't think you can call 5 minutes a stand-up on a Monday night art.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I think the... The worst part is if you're the next act, because you either look at it one way where you go...
Just furiously scrubbing your makeup off in the toilet.
I've got a few riddles for you. Because you're either like, well, that was so bad, they're going to like me for doing anything, or they've killed the vibe in the room. And sometimes MCs will just go up and get the next act on, because they want to get the show moving after that. But you need a little bit of something to
come off. Yeah. Have you got a bit of a following now?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you notice that outside of Manchester much?
Yeah, it's really weird. So but yeah, like, been down to London, been down to Plymouth, up to Newcastle, and there's always like two or three people in the room that have heard of me or have seen matches on YouTube or have seen me before elsewhere. Like, people travel about for it. So it's like, it's quite cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
What's the biggest display of like fandom you've seen at an event for you?
I think it was like I was a surprise addition to a show a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember where it was, but yeah, I wasn't announced, and just not even me appearing, but the music that I come out to hit. And I heard the room go, yeah!
I love this one.
What you? And then I walked down like, oh. No,
put that song back on.
Oh, that was, it was in...
Stop thrashing around, would you?
It was Wigan, I think I was in. So it's not like, not too far from like my main base of Manchester and stuff. But yeah, I was a complete surprise. I was like answering an open challenge. It was the first match of the show. They left it a few minutes. They're like, we're going to not play your song for a while. We're going to build up the tension. I'm like, no one's going to be asked, you know. And then, they hit the song. And within like the first few beats, we're like, oh, yes. And then I came out.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Massive in Wigan.
They love me in Wigan. The Monaco. What a venue.
The Monaco?
Yes.
Bold name for a place in Wigan.
We're off to Monaco.
Got running water. Night Monaco this.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's the worst injury you've had?
I shattered my ankle once. Oh. It was a...
Yeah, like Tom? Yeah.
And it was like such a stupid thing as well, because it is like, I've been taking some really horrible like wrestling moves and I've been all right, but then all I did was jump off the second rope to my feet to land, and my left ankle just folded like 90 degrees in.
And did I carried you break on. It or was it all the
So they thought it was
damage,
broken at first. Yeah. The initial thing, they were like, ligaments, it's broken. Sorry. Then 2 weeks later, I came back and they were like, we looked at it again. It's just ligaments. But I was put in a cast and there was still, even with the ligament damage, like, we still might have to do surgery just to sort this out.
Ligaments worse, Tony.
It sucks.
It never gets better.
But I fortunately like, did do a lot of good rehab on it. So I feel all right now. This was going back a year and a half ago, I think. Well, start of last year, end of 2023. So it took me out for a fair few months. Yeah, it just sucked. And this was like 2 minutes into a 20-minute wrestling match. And luckily, it was like a triple threat. So I was wrestling two other guys. So I did just roll out. I did my
wrestling
thing.
Wrestling cook. Go on, you two.
You carry on for a minute.
Just
I'll join
in. The
They're
the
tiring
ring.
Themselves out.
Let me know when the water's warm.
Plus tears stream down.
I rolled out and I went and sat next to
broke the other one. Did you
I like
out?
To think that you've got to win this and they now I have was. To play on to the fact that this guy's beating us.
That was what was happening. Right. It was a championship match. The first... to decide the first ever champion for this company.
Oh.
And they put me in there too. Oh. And it was giving me the honour. I rolled out and I just went, my ankle is fucked. And they were like, do you need to see the medic? I'm like, it's all right, I'll be there. I'll be back in a minute. I'll go straight back in. And again, adrenaline. Yeah. After like 30 seconds of just sitting on my own, I was like, no, I think I'm okay. I'll do it. We get through the rest of the match. I think it's all right. And then as soon as I get backstage, took the boot off and it just swells immediately.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a bit rough. Yeah. Other than that, it's just other aches and pains. I'm always in some sort of like. There's always something aching, but it's not bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've always a kink in my neck or my shoulders are a little bit.
I guess that's what you sign up for when you do wrestling.
It is, yeah.
A few months ago, we were doing I think it was Cameron Green, got like a AI to do basically a synopsis of the podcast. Every time we do it, it came up with Stephen Drive's podcast is this, this, and this. And I have regular guests such as Tony Wright, Max Smith, Tom Looney. Duncan Biscuits.
Duncan Biscuits.
Character Max did, I think. And Gerald Hogwash.
Yeah.
Who's my character I did for You Laugh, You Lose, which no one laughed at. I was like, so they've included that then. Cameron occasionally get mentioned. David occasionally get mentioned. Ryan
people that just weren't mentioned, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Very true.
It's really interesting because they all did more than I did.
Yeah.
But how, I don't...
The robots recognise you, Tony.
They just picked up on a couple of things.
Yeah. Tom used something on AI. trying to get a picture of Cameron Green. And
it was to get a picture of was it to get a picture of Cameron?
That's what you said, yeah.
Was it? Oh, was I trying to get a picture of Max?
No, you said you were trying to get a picture of Cameron.
Oh, right, and it spat out an image
which looks
right
quite a lot
cool,
like someone
brilliant.
Else. I don't know what you think.
I need to see it. It's weird because it's
the breast
it's,
on his shoulder.
It's weird because
it looks so much like
it's
Max.
Weird because
outrageous.
It's weird because our viewers aren't going to see that picture. It's going to be pixelated, isn't it, Ethan?
No, it's going to be. We'll have it. Don't you worry.
Highly edited, isn't it, Ethan?
It's a thumbnail. That.
And if you want to order a poster,
yeah,
please sell that.
Stick it on a t-shirt.
I've got so many questions.
The
did
pink
you specific? Did you specifically ask for him to be emerging from a bush?
I'm not sure.
Or apparently have they taken for Cameron Green.
So I think I may have put something. I think I definitely put something about breastfeeding.
Yeah, because
can I?
Well, Cameron was on YouTube, sat with all of us, and he was searching up breastfeeding videos. And we're like, Cam, what are you doing? Like,
closest thing to porn on YouTube.
The saddest thing.
A bizarre thing to be going through.
Cam watches really weird stuff, but I think he does it for a reaction sometime when he's around us lot. So, yeah, on our Welsh retreat, he was watching breastfeeding.
So Tom was trying to recreate that through AI.
Which I thought was even weirder, to be honest. It's even weird to be going onto AI going, show me pictures of breastfeeding.
No. Very strange. Not at all. I was just testing it.
Have me watching breastfeeding from a bush.
I was just testing it to see how specific and weird you could be and see what it would spit out. In the end, it gave me exactly what I wanted. I just didn't realise.
Yeah, no.
I can believe
that's
it.
That's a masterpiece. Yeah, though.
Unbelievable.
People are scared of AI, but I don't know.
I think it's terrifying.
I've got four more free images, but now I know the character I want to put in situations, and they've already generated it. I need to get back on that.
Yeah.
Have a little look, see what we can do with you.
Yeah, cheers, Tom.
I love that you're using... I've got four more images as if they're like wishes from a dream. Basically, I can make all of my dreams come true.
Struck gold on the first one.
Yeah. That's madness. I couldn't believe it. When it came up, oh my goodness, no one's going to believe this. This is crazy.
Because I didn't think you could put images of people in and then have them
illegally, you shouldn't be able to.
In the last couple of months, I have seen where people have made themselves to specific detail and it looks just like you can also send pictures in, right? Or you can upload a picture of a person with a prompt.
I couldn't do that at the time.
I gave some basic instructions
of what I wanted the man to look like. I may have used the word chubby. I can't remember what I put.
Oh, that's made it a lot worse, to be fair.
Because of what AI's done?
No, because you using the word chubby.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get you.
I think it's quite a cute word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to achieve an image of you.
So me typing in lanky streak of piss and then just, what's Tom Leedy doing here?
That's nasty. I wasn't trying to get a picture of you. We've established, Max.
You put in Cameron Green. And now apparently the whole story is
quite a similar height.
No, it is Cameron Green.
That's not, there's no way that is Cameron Green.
No, but that's what,
in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't get to submit an image of Cameron. I was trying to describe a generic man and it came out with you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
His description of Cameron makes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew's really bad at describing. This is so embarrassing for me.
One of your four remaining images to see what you can get if you try to get Max.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
I'm not asking you.
What?
I'm talking to Looney.
Why is my AI trying to bring me down?
They're all defensive. I could have a look. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some news. Not me personally, just general news. I saw a video this week. Really good. And it was of a dad confronting his son's bully at school.
And
he's yelling in the kid's face. And then another kid comes up behind him and pulls his pants down.
The dad's pants. That's amazing. That's absolutely unbelievable.
That is horrific, isn't it?
You can't come back from that, can you?
Right down, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure his penis was out.
No.
In a school.
Like he got penis out in a school, man.
Not only was that kid getting bullied, but now that kid is the child of
penis
a
man.
Pants dad.
Do you know what? Technically, the kids may move off from bullying that kid and just focus on his dad. So that might be some.
Yeah, do you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe the kid will join in. They can unite against the common enemy.
Yeah.
I got my mum's penis, not his. So.
Do you become a sex offender if you've been unveiled in front of children in
But I understand the question because it's happened, but it was not his choice.
But it was
But also, he shouldn't be on a school.
Shouldn't be on school grounds.
Right? It's not even like at the gate or something. It was on school.
So he cornered him, hadn't he?
Yeah.
God,
so he's not. He shouldn't be there, which is already
no. And you should be. You should be always ready with your pants because that is rife in school. People pulling your pants down.
Was he commando or did they get both?
I think it was a bloody clean sweep. And he was. Do you know what? He was a bit slow to pull his pants up because he was trying to maintain some sort of aura or alpha male. So he was slowly sort of staring at the kid as he did it.
Yeah. Take a look.
Yeah. Buddy, it's all natural.
And that's funny.
And that man became the
make it
dog
bigger.
Stephen saved in the park. That's
what he really did.
I recognise that guy.
I wish I hadn't saved him. That's awful.
That's brutal, yeah.
It's funny, though.
Did your dad ever embarrass you? Really bad.
Pull his own pants down. But but he never got pantsed. You know, he was always clever like that.
He was one step ahead.
He'd always grab their wrist and go, "I'll do it. Leave it to me." Did my dad? No. I mean, the one time he picked me up from school, and he was on a motorbike, and people thought he was cool. So,
that was
the only time he sort of got any recognition, really. Yeah.
I can't think of a specific incident, but I've got an embarrassing dad.
Oh, when he did the worm.
Yeah. He would as well.
No, father son duo.
Yeah.
What did he do, Tom?
Oh, he's just very. You've met my dad.
Yeah, I like
him. He's a bit. Do you know what? Other people seem to like. I guess it's never as bad. It doesn't apply to the pants story because I suppose it's never as bad for everyone else as it is for you, but that's definitely awful. He's just a bit cringe.
I mean, that's normal,
not
right?
Not to use there, Tom. You just called your dad cringe.
What do you mean?
Brutal.
You just brought up your dad to go, he's a bit cringe.
No, no, but I was asking you if you had anything, because I can't think of anything in particular.
What about you, Tony?
I was thinking of a time when my dad got into a screaming match with a manager of my job.
Okay.
Like my first proper job, I was like 16, and they'd refused
managing you at wrestling.
And I was working in, can I say company names?
Or of course,
Pizza Hut. And they refused my holiday request. And he was like, "Well, it's not a request, you're going on holiday." But he just turned up at my work and got into a screaming. Well, he tried to have a normal, like, conversation with my
manager.
How
old were you at the time?
So I was 16.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, couldn't really handle any confrontation myself.
Yeah.
He tried to have a normal conversation. He doesn't articulate himself very well, so it escalated very quickly. And then there's just this 45-year-old Cockney man shouting at a regional manager.
Did the manager reject the request because they said it's not a request? You're going. Well,
I went through all the channels.
On principle, basically, because you've already
It was just one of those of, we need staff that week.
Oh. Yeah, you get that a lot, don't you?
There were so many bad things about that place. Yeah. There's like, they were doing lots of bad business.
Fair play, Dad.
But it was also a little bit awkward of like, I was just there. I was still
You're wondering
shift.
Which one's a pants.
Yeah. Sure. I think I heard my dad on the phone yelling once because my badminton club upped the price of each badminton session by a quid.
Bouncing?
Badminton session.
Oh, badminton. I thought you said bouncing.
No,
and
no.
I was like,
he rarely bounced.
Either like a whole session of like toddlers bouncing. Doing like little bouncing and that, or you were training to
a
be
pound
a doorman.
Extra.
Like, my dream is to be a security guard, and at 12 years old, you just, loads of you just stood in that. You're like, I can't wait to get my little high-vis armband.
I've got one about my dad.
Okay.
So, yes, come on.
Finally.
when we moved into our second house, Whoever fitted the fire wasn't a properly registered gas engineer, and so they basically fitted it. So I don't know. I think there was may have been a gas leak, or it wasn't safe. Basically,
and he farted.
So my dad spoke to someone, and it's just I always hear this phrase, you know, Corgi registered gas engineer, because he says he's Corgi registered. He found someone who was Corgi registered, right, to come round and basically say it's a mess. So he arranged for the guy that had fit it to come, and he put the Corgi registered gas engineer in the back room and said, "I'm going to speak to him, and you know he's going to see what he says, and then I'm going to bring you in." So then he does all the whole thing, and the guy's bullshit, and he said, "That's interesting. That's interesting. Let me just nip out." And he wheels in the Corgi registered gas engineer.
Like disabled.
Yeah, and then after, so he has all this big thing, and then he called the Stockport Times. so the local newspaper came out, and we all had to stand incredible. In the front room and said, "Right, kids, look sad."
Oh,
that's so much fun. Like the situation he set up as well is such like a daytime ITV premise.
The ninjas like, and Barney.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Getting the qualified person in a back room, and it's like you needed a camera crew there because that is such good half an hour telly.
I've got a Corgi registered engineer in the back. Are you ready for me to bring them in? They weren't ready. Yeah, it was anyway.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I can relate getting embarrassed in a newspaper by my parents. So when you were an upcoming journalist at the Daily Mail, who was a family friend, and he said he wanted to write a story. So it was like, all right, no worries. So you came round and it was me and my mum sat
Meghan
on the
Markle
floor.
And Ethan.
And it's me with all my toys and stuff that I've got. So I think it's quite a nice innocent piece.
Sure. I was 17.
It's a nice innocent piece you got there, Ethan.
Oh, it's very innocent, let me tell you that, at that age. And
although a few of the toys would disagree.
We didn't show the toys that, like, the ones from Toy Story, little baby's head with spider's legs and shit.
Yeah, no one saw that, but I think Ethan seemed to question his own comment there. He kind of rolled his eyes at himself.
Traps magpies and fucks them.
I put frogs in cages.
Sorry, Ethan.
Did you ever have any toys where you took sexual advantage of as a child?
Look, my big teddy, Nelly the Elephant, had a hole in his trunk, but it wasn't from me. And I mean trunk is in the actual trunk, not, you know, sort of meager. Nice trunk. But I didn't do anything with it.
You thought about it, clearly.
I wrestled it. Sure, the wrestling got sexual at times, but, you know, I was very much a Scotty Too Hotty kind of guy.
I had a big tiger that had a little zippy bit down the bottom.
Not zippy.
Where his batteries were. I didn't do anything with it.
Where his batteries were?
Yeah. Sorry. I was answering the story before, wasn't I?
So everyone's got examples, but says, I never did anything.
It's the Daily Mail.
Specifics of the zippy bit as well.
Yeah. So what did you do?
I didn't fuck the tiger.
Right. Weird thing to bring up to say I didn't fuck it.
He was called Rory.
Right.
Anyway, the Daily Mail story. I was on the floor and I got a photo with all my toys and stuff with me mum. Page 3 of the Daily Mail.
He's got his tits out.
The full spread was a picture of me and my mum saying, like, a greedy kid at Christmas time or whatever, or kids too spoiled or something. I was just there with me little...
That's outrageous.
Toys and
your
that.
Cum covered toys.
Awful.
Jesus.
That's harsh.
That is harsh.
They weren't cum covered. They weren't.
No.
So,
at that point, you're still innocent at that point.
More news. Eurovision happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Austria, the victors.
Yeah.
There was a guy who predicted the winner 3 years in a row, including this one.
Was the English song any good?
I missed it. I turned on. I was at Greece.
Crap.
Yeah.
Oh. Crap. I wasn't a fan of the song, but the performers are very talented. I feel like I saw clips of them in like rehearsals and stuff, and they're insanely good.
Mm. You know,
I heard the song and it's okay.
That Sam guy a few years ago, who basically won, but they gave it to Ukraine. He really got it because he was just enthusiastic and all. I think he was just so positive that people just got on board. But they always go. There's always every year I see someone say, and I've said it in the past again. Why don't we just send Adele? Because Adele doesn't want to, go up there and finish fourth or fifth behind, some random acts.
Mm. I could, like, what act do you think from the UK you could send to guarantee, like, a win?
A guaranteed win.
Rylan Clark. He has sang on X Factor.
Let's Rylan and Stacey Solomon as a duo.
Oh, yeah.
Get the song together.
Yeah. Who'd
have to be a white person.
We need...
With the way of, just Eastern Europe.
Dua Lipa's...
Yeah.
Oh, she'd probably do it for... Was it Kosovo?
Kosovo,
so we lost her. Shit.
British accent.
Elton John. Send him out.
He's well known everywhere, isn't he?
Mm. Send out Elton John.
Every time we send, like an older legend, they don't do...
We sent Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah.
One
right.
Time.
Oh, Bonnie Tyler as well.
Yeah. I know.
I'd send Elton John and Paul McCartney and say, if we don't win, we're not doing it again.
And a hologram of George Michael.
Yes.
Oh,
not
that one. She's been arrested. We should have double checked that.
The hologram won't leave the toilets. We're struggling to get him on stage.
Got minus points. Yeah. What's happening there?
I fucked the hologram.
We've done an hour.
Fuck off.
Bloody hell.
Elton John's a great shout.
Thank you.
That's good, what I'm going for. Shout.
Loads for the Patreon.
Joe, speaking of Patreon, our special where we went camping will be out possibly around now. Only on Patreon, it's us trying to survive the night. We do different challenges to earn the basics. Someone drank piss.
Yeah.
On and off camera.
At least their own.
It was their own, I think.
And someone needs punishing.
Yeah.
Someone dodged a lot of the challenges.
Yeah. Somebody got given the challenge and went.
They'll be brought on
not doing
to
that.
Be punished
twice or three times at least.
Three times.
Anyway, check out the Patreon for £4 a month. You get 4 extra episodes and a special. Not Anna special. That's not a character we do.
Could be.
Yeah, it bloody will be next week.
Send her to Eurovision. She'd be great.
she's racist. I'll be honest. Maybe that's the way you have to go. Just sing the national anthem.
Imagine that.
Be awful.
With a bit of like a Euro beat.
Yeah. God save the king. I don't know. I don't know anything about music. What do I look like? A musician?
No, not a musician.
Max.
What? Hello. Hello.
Whilst the spotlight is on you.
Oh.
wiped off the spot.
I don't get spots.
Don't you?
Not really.
But didn't you almost miss out on the twatty tour because you had a big one on your bum?
That wasn't a spot. That was a pylonal sinus infection.
It's a tomato.
Yeah. It's because I sat down to watch a TV show for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Shocking, that.
Like a hair grows in a circle, it kind of grows back into yourself. Yeah.
Like a pig's tail.
Yeah, it's like an inverted pig's tail.
Yeah. Or a corkscrew. Or a lovely corkscrew. Yeah. Or a DNA helix.
What you had in Ireland, your dog. Corkscrew.
A pig's tail.
I wish. Hey, guys.
Hi, Max. It's your go for your laugh, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds starts now.
What? I win! Yes!
He does do better, well done. You laughed yourself.
In my 30 seconds.
Is there anything you want to say?
Well, you bloody hope so, wouldn't you? I love to laugh.
Shall I just say, it's fine if Tony laughs.
Oh, thank God.
But he'll be doing it the next time he's on. If me and Tom don't laugh, it'll be you again next week.
Okay.
Just so.
So yeah. If Tony laughs, it's not me next week.
No, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. If me and Tom don't laugh, it is you next week.
And I'm going to continue trying to play the game this week.
Got to play the game. Then if you do laugh eventually, it makes it all the more sweeter.
True.
Very much the Richard Ayoade of the group.
True.
But let's not put down what I'm about to do because it might make you laugh.
I'm not trying to laugh. Just get some laughter in there, and I hope that it's a little bit infectious.
That's not what I'm doing.
I'd love to throw an iceberg lettuce at your head, Max.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because you were looking at your face. Because it's soft, but it's also funny.
I feel like it would be quite hard.
Make a good noise, I think.
Mm. No, you can get some really soft ones.
I think that noise would be me going, ow!
Right, yeah. Sorry.
It's 30 seconds. I love to laugh, and I share another thing with Stephen. I love
a bed.
I wish
we laughing there, don't we?
Yeah, always laughing.
Put your bands up. I'll stop laughing then.
So I love rap.
I love rap.
Yeah, and I actually went to a friend's rap battle the other week.
Oh, right. What, like Joey Tribbiani?
who's that?
He's a character on Friends. Friends rap battle. I've done
that's
a wordplay
good.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wordplay you don't see it.
Get all the laughs
battle.
Out of the way now.
Yeah. I've not seen it.
Has it started?
How do you not know Joey Tribbiani?
Because
it's a classic reference.
George Costanza.
Oh, very tense. Yeah. You laugh, you lose.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah,
there we go. So I went to see my friend Papa Doc do some rap battles.
Who?
Papa Doc.
Papa Doc.
You've never mentioned him before.
Well, I don't tell you all my friends.
It's similar to my one where I had a bit of 8 Mile involved there. Mm. You think? Should we hit the joke thief alarm? Just play that over it.
Do you think he deserves it?
Well, I've not done it yet.
Honest,
do you think he deserves it?
What, a joke thief alarm? No.
It's very similar. It's very similar.
Look, I've referenced a film that is a popular film in the rap industry.
Sure. If you don't play any audio from 8 Mile, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to play it. So this is me listening to my friend Papa Doc.
Just you listening?
Yeah, I don't rap.
Woo! Papa Doc, end that white boy's career.
But I know something about you.
Nuh-uh.
That's a
private school. It's not. That's factually incorrect.
What's the matter, dog? You embarrassed?
No, he's not embarrassed.
His real name's Clarence.
No, it's not. It's Papa Doc.
It's a whole Woo! Parents. The Clarence parents have a real good...
Eh, their marriage is shit. You fucking blew it, Papa Doc. You blew it. I hate you. No!
I hate comedy.
Is that it?
Yes.
I was close at the start. I thought I was going to go somewhere.
It was hard to time it.
That was funny.
I think a premise
it started,
is funny.
It was started quite good. Yeah.
I was really close.
Yeah, if
you,
the premise you know was what? Funny. I think if it was a TikTok, any TikTokers out there, you can have it. But it's very hard to time
I think
it.
If you'd kept that rhythm going of how you were speaking in the first bit.
Well, maybe you were stood on someone's toe or something. They were having a go at you.
They were. That was a sort of off camera. You
right.
See that bit.
Ah, it's a shame you didn't capture that bit.
Maybe next week.
Someone else in the crowd was recording.
I think for my next apparently 7 fucking You Laugh You Loses, we can really build on this story.
There's a whole lore to Papa Doc.
Yeah, well, I'd probably cut that bit.
No, we'll need it for context, just so we know that it happened. And you'll be doing it next week. But we've never had someone do it 3 weeks in a row. So you'll get us next week.
I don't... Maybe.
Just really cater it to one of us. Mm. You know? Or Ryan. Although Ryan doesn't laugh. Tony, what would what would our persona be in the world of wrestling, do you think? If you had to cast us three. If you were like a... Yeah. If you were Triple H, what would you make us?
Mm. Like if you were like in a group as well.
We could be initially we come on our own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you make us heel, face?
I think Max is a heel, yeah.
The Joker.
The kindest person in the room.
The Joker.
Yeah, I feel like
literally.
Saved one magpie.
I took a bullet for you guys. I thought no one was
the kindest guy in the room.
If you were kind, you would have made us laugh. You would have brought some joy.
No, because I thought I don't want to put you through the stress that I had to go through. Yeah.
What was it? You laugh, you lose. What have we done recently? I'll just have that. Have me
that was
talking.
A great premise. A
it
man
was,
at a rap battle going,
it's just
oh,
the execution was
human.
Bad.
Well, yeah. I'm not an executioner. I'm a kind man. A heel?
Yeah.
All right.
And I feel like that you'd have this character where you sort of appear and you sort of pace around for 2 minutes.
My heart!
The crew take you out.
Your heart?
My heart is strong, man. My heart is strong.
Are you agreed to 90 seconds? What's this?
You better hope you know CPR, mate.
Oh. Hope you're insured.
I'm uninsured.
Oh, my opponent's a doctor.
Are you kidding? You'd break your ankle walking up the bloody steps. And I'd be there going, ha, ha. Look at these little ankles, mate. Now what's wrong with them?
Stone Cold Max Smith.
I'd say, look at these heels, mate. These heels are fine, baby. These heels are sweet, man.
Tom would be quite classic, you know, because he's quite... appears quite sort of stoic to the outside world, I think. So he'd be quite classic. I feel like he'd be like an old British style wrestler. Do you know, it's just sort of like all business.
William Regal.
Yeah. I do like being a villain.
Oh, I didn't notice.
No, I've got.
Maybe you could have a heel turn at some point.
Yeah, I could do.
Yeah,
Max could.
You
have
could
a
like
face
team up
turn.
As like a little odd couple thing. So you get to be a villain as well, but you also get to.
Be a carer.
Whatever this is. Yeah.
Whatever this is.
Have a hand on the stretcher.
You know, like the weird tension that yous have.
We've
it's
got
great.
No tension. This is, we're fine. We're all good, man.
Yeah, man.
She's trying to tag each other in. We agreed to fist.
There's no tension here. We're so in sync.
Fighting on your way to the ring.
I feel like maybe you'd be like a modern take on like the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, but like the influencer, and you use your power to like either get out of fighting people or do get out of bidding and stuff.
I never get hurt, but those nearby me do.
I imagine him as quite a cheeky heel.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Who never ultimately succeeds.
A little bit, yeah.
It always has a bit of a semi on in his which is never allowed to be spoken about. Yeah, he's definitely pegging it. What about, do any of us require a manager? You know, maybe like some, like a Flash McCash type of character?
No one requires that.
I said Cash.
He's retired now, he's gone on to the other side. I think you'd flip between, like, you could do some in-ring stuff, but I think you'd be a good manager as well. Like, double up.
Yeah.
I like the thought of you having a fight and Ryan just appears in his little elf costume. Just a trail of emails have sent him there.
Ryan is manager material.
Yeah.
Ryan has to be a manager.
Yeah.
No one's letting him be but you could also use him as a
shield.
Yeah.
He's
the one who...
He
fights a female wrestler as well. And just gets thrown around.
Like the Andy Kaufman stuff where you used to get beaten up by women. Yeah. I think Max would need a manager. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about it. You need like a little... Yeah, if Ryan was...
Ryan would be my manager.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. You just get to be imposing then. And
I don't know if... I don't know if he could be a heel if he's got Ryan as his manager.
Yeah,
I
think Ryan's the problem there. I think
people are going to want Max and Ryan to do well, I think. Because Max has got the worst manager in history.
Dave,
yeah.
Yeah, they don't like Dave.
He's too... I don't know, I think he's got that cheeky chappy thing now, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm. Could Joe McGrath be a heel, maybe?
Oh, 100%.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Big Daddy that?
Do you know who I think the most perfect like heel manager would be? James Ormerod.
Yeah. Seven things thrown at him by kids. Yeah, it's really
like a simpering, vampire creature.
Mr.
Burns.
Who's it, Randall? Who is it in Monsters Inc.?
It was Randall in Monsters
Inc. Both Randalls combined.
There's never been a Mr. Randall, has there?
No,
it's not track record for that name.
But yeah, I think Ormerod.
That's a great show.
Yeah. I think he's the one.
Yeah. A bit of hunchback.
Grima worm tongue.
Yes. Kind of like, a little bit of salad fingers.
Excellent.
Sorry, James.
He'd have this thing going away. He sort of works directly for like the GM or the owner of the show.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just ratting on people.
Yeah.
You're making me hate him.
This is the power of wrestling. You want to see his comeuppance.
Yeah, I do.
You want to see the people
I want to see him succeed.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Hey.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So in a second I'm going to ask you to turn your whiteboards around.
Yep.
I'm going to hold for a few seconds so you can diagnose what's going on.
Yes.
I'm then going to say the question, and then after I've said the question, we can open
forum.
So if you could reveal your answers, please.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Wow.
What's yours, sir?
What's yours say?
Mine says
nurse,
footballer, Velma.
An elf. Okay, what was the question, please?
The question was, what would you like your partner to dress as in the bedroom?
Everything is...
A footballer, right. Tom.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
in particular?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot.
I find it quite sexy.
You know, the high socks and the, you know.
I'd assume the only stuff they're wearing is the stuff that you
own. Do you know what? The high socks thing.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, yeah. I guess it's something that I like. And it is just, you know.
Are they going boots as well?
There's a few footballers these days, female footballers, that I do kind of like. So I guess.
Could you name them?
Clarified.
You know, I don't want to. You know,
we'll name names. Otherwise, you're just watching it without actually knowing who they are.
I don't want to. You know, it's, I don't want
to
be.
If you go to the top levels, footballers are quite pretty people.
They are quite pretty. Yeah. You know, they're in good shape,
lean.
Yeah, and you know,
not that you need to be lean to be good looking.
So
the kids often compliment them, and you know they look quite nice.
Tom, so you're watching female football, just perving.
No, I'm not perving.
You used to coach a female side, and you were just perving the whole time at a beers.
No, they do.
Are they buying their own mainly wore tracksuits, or are you giving them your stuff?
Sorry,
are they buying their own football kit, or are you giving?
That'd
them
be nice
your
if
stuff?
It was a surprise.
Okay.
And is there so? Is there a footballer in particular that you want them to dress up as? 80s Maradona.
Yeah,
that was
70s
that
Pelé.
Just, you know, kind of
noughties Rob
you know,
Green.
Nice and fitted, should we say. Ponytail, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Max was wearing a Spain top that was quite fitted, didn't he? He has long hair.
Didn't do it for me. Yeah. I could see it. I could
and
see the appeal for
big,
someone,
man.
But it wasn't for me.
No ponytail, that's why.
Yeah.
Max, an elf.
I mean, do you really need to ask me?
Can we what type of elf? Are we talking Christmas elf?
I'm thinking
a
high elf.
Elves are quite small, typically. What's going on?
No. If you're thinking about Fantasy Lord of the Rings elves,
sorry.
I don't think I'm the only person in the world that finds elves sexy.
Have you watched Willow with Warwick Davis?
That's where I'm thinking of my
only made it 15 minutes in.
I'm thinking
you picked the wrong one!
Santa's elves.
You should have your shoes wrapped around your knees, shuffling on the floor.
Why are you dressed like Will Ferrell?
Yeah. I'm thinking like a small little man with glasses who's making shoes.
Oh, the shoemaker.
Yeah, so sexy, man. Yeah. I need new shoes, so that's a
scenario.
Double bonus for me.
Yeah, what's the first bonus?
Well, it's a sexy elf, isn't it?
Yeah.
I, to be fair, if going from the rules of the game,
yeah,
you can't be surprised that I put this.
An elf? No, my head went straight to Ryan Locke, dressed as an elf.
And mine went to Santa's workshop.
Yeah, okay. We all went for Christmas elf first, didn't we? Yeah. But then, there's like,
other elves.
Like Legolas or something from
Legolas.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
he's a good-looking man.
Is that
an elf?
Yeah.
An elf. Wow.
Something like obviously high fantasy elves, not
okay.
Not
I get
your
you.
Book standard.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's made me look pervy, but never mind.
Your words have made you look pervy.
Yeah. Well, do you know what?
Like, please.
I didn't anticipate the questions, but anyway. Go on, Stephen. A nurse. I mean, that's quite.
It's a bit generic, and I was thinking to be clear.
A bit vanilla.
Yeah, it's that. It's not a nurse in, you know, my girlfriend's mum is a nurse.
Is that what you see when
sister,
you...
And actually.
Oh, is it an NHS thing that you're on?
No, because I'd be waiting for hours. It's got limp now.
That's the scenario they like.
Yeah, just there in the, you know, the... What's it called? The
scrubs?
Blue scrubs, yeah. Not that. The more traditional... What Heath Ledger wore in The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. What you were wearing on, Frog and Bucket.
Yeah, nice.
I think that kind of... I was torn between that, but I was also thinking...
I was also thinking
like a teacher.
This is my art.
But my sister's a teacher, and that's too close to home.
Also, sort of like, what do you mean, like, dress like a teacher?
Just like a tight-fitted shirt.
Yeah, now we're talking.
A nice cardigan.
Ponytail. Oh. Classic busted video.
Yes.
That type of thing. Year 3000.
That's a better way of putting what I was after. Yeah.
What?
Eating an apple. That's like a famous teacher thing.
Apples make me gassy.
Do they?
Probably. Yeah. High in fibre. Yeah. Not great at the old sex talk. I'm not very well, nurse.
We need to get that sorted now.
It must be back. I had to get that before you did. Yeah. I imagine it wasn't far off. Tony, Velma.
Yeah.
So we met earlier before we came to the podcast.
Yeah, and you planned this.
And there was a woman across the road dressed
in the colour scheme
in Velma clothes.
So it's in your head. Can I tell you the origin? It's Linda Cardellini in the live action Scooby Doo films. Wait, and ever since then, if I see a cosplay of it, I just go.
You just go.
Oh, so Velma's the one with glasses.
Jinkies make glasses. Did I get you going?
She's got that kind of New York Jewish accent.
But anticipating what the other question could have been, it could have been, what's the last outfit you saw today? That could have been.
Oh, it could be.
And you saw that today.
Played a blinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Max
would put that as well.
Right. You really think it's me?
He saw an elf today.
I think that
we were there, and he was like,
"I've seen a few elves."
I feel like if it was, I don't know. Just it's quite open ended, an elf, isn't it? Like,
I think football is more broad.
Well, I just find a football kit sexy on a lady.
Well, since when? You coached a women's team, and that isn't a good thing to have on your CV.
I know, but. Yeah, I feel bad now for saying that. I answered very quickly. I had the pen, and I thought I needed to pass the pen on.
The question is, what's your dream job or something like that?
My dream job?
Oh, God.
No. I'm thinking Tom's the...
I've always dreamed of being Velma.
No, I wasn't very good at football when I was young. I was a bit
better. Come on.
I got a bit better.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I got a bit... By the time I got a bit better, I would say I was past my dream job years.
Right,
Vardy's 38 or something. 37.
Is he?
He's just never give up.
Oh, no, still hope for me then.
Yeah,
true. You can have all the elves.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's many crossover.
But I do think it will be Christmas elf. Is the job role?
Yeah, I'll take it.
So footballer is the shin pads.
We have quite small shin pads these days, isn't it? So it's quite, the socks are quite
tight. Bowling gloves.
Yeah. So it's not the ones where it's strapped around your ankle and you have
No, not one of them.
They do kick up a hoof, the shin pads. And
I guess the shorts, I'm shorts. Like a nice bum.
So if we can't get a kit in particular that comes to mind, can we get a footballer?
Who's that one that played for Villa? That was she's quite good looking, wasn't she? She was all right.
Alicia Lane.
Yeah, she had a nice bum. No, yeah, there we go.
Disgusting.
Can we vote? Because I think it's Tom.
Yeah, I think it's Tom as well.
I think it's Max.
Okay,
Tony. Be me and my dream job.
I don't think it's Stephen.
No.
And I think Velma's a common.
I don't think she's common. I think it's just a fluke you saw today.
Daphne.
No, I think I don't know. I think she's a bit geeky. So
Scooby around my way.
What happens if it's a tie? Because I do. My instinct says Tom, but there's something about the elf as well.
Mm. But that's because that's because you've put Christmas elf in your head.
But I don't mean
Christmas
elf.
Don't try and gaslight me right now.
I think you were talking about Will Ferrell.
I think Max's realm, it does make sense.
I have every Lord of the Rings audiobook.
I just feel like you might have phrased it different. I don't know.
Baldur's Gate 3.
I think you know that we were going to go straight to Christmas elf. If you just put an elf.
Sorry to be a pain.
You should have put high elf.
Is there a female elf? I can only ever think of male elves.
But the thing is,
in fantasy ones,
in Dungeons and Dragons,
right? So there are female elves.
Loads of
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going Tom footballer.
Okay, I'll go with Tom as well. Sorry,
Tom. What was your question, please?
Dream job as a kid.
I got that as well.
Yeah, not perfect.
Same.
Let's definitely keep the results of this in. Not just me,
guys. It was me that was wrong.
I like the ass in the shorts. What else do you like? I like the tits.
Fucking hell. What can you say about a footballer?
Tits in the shirt.
It's just kids, isn't it?
I like
it's
the
not
shocks.
Really a sexy profession. It's not like...
I don't fucking say
my ball. Handball all day.
I love it when they ping a crossfield pass. No, it had to be.
I know when they run.
Yeah.
And they bounce. Hell. Not coached for a while.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Football,
I'm
not into footballers. I'm not into
Jill
footballers as sex objects.
No.
Not at all. Man, I'm very clear.
But also not for the sport either, you said.
No, that also. I don't care for it, full stop.
It's now time for IMAX.
I love that, a nice respectable...
fucking hell, I hate this segment.
I love movies. And I really want to get into...
What's your favourite movie?
Love The Room. It's the film that brings me the most joy, which is what you want from a film. I also love The Dark Knight. Love Batman.
Loves The Joker.
Mm. Yep, that wasn't me. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I feel like it was him.
My favourite film, Elf.
With an elf.
With an elf. Oh, Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings trilogy is one of the best trilogies.
Is there an elf in particular you think about?
What, when I'm just...
When you're in the tub. The tub's Marjorie.
Well, when Lord, you know, Lord of the Rings comes to mind, because obviously that's the kind of elf you're thinking of, isn't it?
No.
Is there one?
No. Arwen, she's an elf.
There is one, yeah.
Obviously.
No, I just said Arwen, actually. Yeah. But she's not the elf that I'm thinking of.
Who is she?
Huh?
I'm just thinking of like those Latina elves.
I love a can't thick booty elf. just kind of me, to be honest.
Elf in a school uniform.
But except they're hundreds of years old, so it's fine. Some of them are thousands of years old, actually.
They're not looking, though.
Well, I love movies too. Sorry, go on.
Movies, man. I really lucky actually, because a lot of films now and stuff have podcasts that go along with them, behind the scenes for DVDs and stuff. So I've luckily been able to go behind the scenes at the new Harry Potter thing they're making.
What movie?
Well, I think it's a show.
You started this by saying you love movies.
Love movies so much.
So why are you going on like shows now?
The great thing about shows is that if you watch enough episodes together at the same time,
you get
a palinodal
sinus.
But it's different though, isn't it? It is different.
Name one way that it's different. You can watch it on TV. Ooh,
one's episodic.
Yeah, it's different.
Ooh, Star Wars episodic. Yeah, I've been doing the behind the scenes at the new...
of a non-movie.
IMAX behind the scenes.
Of a TV show.
Yeah.
Of that could potentially be a movie, because they're based on movies.
I mean, it's already been on the Taskmaster podcast,
books, actually.
Yeah. Oh, books?
It's not iKindle.
It could be.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Heck yeah, this set has a bad case of IBS. Welcome to another episode of IMAX Behind the Scenes. This week we're at the studio, where the new Harry Potter is being filmed. Oh, and here come the main stars now. Hey guys, what are your names?
I'm Harry Potter. Ron Weasley.
Wow, method acting. I love it.
Thanks, Hagrid.
I'm sorry, what did you call me?
That thing has a name.
Oh, get f***ed, you little c***.
That's horrible.
Oh, f***, grow up, Harry, you little c***.
I'm a what?
Oh, I should not have said that. Look, I'm just trying to teach people about movies.
Wait until my father hears that Dumbledore's got this oaf teaching classes.
Right, come here, you little fucker.
Hagrid!
Oh, f*** off.
Calm yourself, Hagrid.
I'm not Hagrid. I'm IMAX, and this is IBS.
That's horrible.
It's disgusting.
What does that mean? It's the IBS theme.
It means dirty blood.
Rah, thanks, blood. Brethren didn't know.
Hagrid, are you okay?
Right, that's it. Ow! 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 Owie! Oof! Ow! Ah! Ooh! Ow! Ow! You, sir, help me, I'm down here. I preferred Hagrid, lol.
Wow.
So that was IMAX behind the scenes. Wow. IBS.
Sorry, that was crass. Right from the get-go. And
visceral.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Yes. Do you like when you see a yawn, you need a yawn? Oh, so I think I need a poo-poo now.
Okay.
Joint poo?
No.
You're going?
Ooh. Have we got here? Look at this.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
You lost?
No. I'm Bill Note.
Bill Note?
No, okay.
Bill Note.
Hi, mate.
You had a purple rinse?
Have you?
Not yet.
You had any rinse?
Much better this morning.
What are you here for, Bill?
Oh, isn't it obvious? I want to talk about my new NFT.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Thank you. Come on the right podcast then, haven't you?
the floor's yours if you want.
Thanks, I'll take it. I need it.
We also need the floor, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, have you said that then?
Well, I didn't say it. He did. Giving away all our stuff.
No,
what sort of NFT
is
he
talking about?
You been anywhere else to advertise these NFTs?
The High Performance Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Town centres.
So tell us a bit about the. So what have we got? A new coin, new NFT.
I also spoke to a lad in CEX.
Oh,
very good.
Okay. Told him about it.
What did he say?
He wasn't asked really.
What's your background?
Yeah.
I've heard that on Zoom, and it's normally Lucy Pinder. My background is can I shock you?
Please do.
I'm a cobbler.
A cobbler?
Cobbler by trade. Cobbler. Not a gobbler. Cheeky.
Doing shoes and that.
Yeah.
What? Is shoes and that.
Yeah. Plenty of shoes, yeah.
That's a dying trade, isn't it?
Yeah, many have died.
Yep.
Right.
More work for me.
Well. Yeah.
Don't want it anymore, though. I've seen the big time.
Okay.
I smell a big book, and I don't mean the dictionary.
So what's the plan then? You're kind of getting into the world of crypto.
What's the plan? Well, Jake Humphries, I tell you this for free, although I may charge for other words. I've made an NFT.
Okay. Is this something that you could describe to us in any detail?
NFT, a nice flannel towel.
Okay.
That's not bad.
I use a flannel.
My first customer.
Well, not necessarily. I'll be careful there, Bill.
I'll put you down for 10.
Why would I purchase
not his age
nice flannel towel?
Ah.
Why would I purchase your flannel towel?
I'm a friend.
Oh, okay. Is that really?
Help a brother out.
Surely you use a flannel and a towel for two different things. Is it flannel to wash?
We'll ask the guys who wash first, shall we?
Are you kidding?
No,
kidding?
It's a small towel, isn't it? A flannel towel. It's a towel.
I thought it was going to be
a
towel-sized flannel.
I'm pretty sure it's the
I'm
same
not
thing.
Kidding.
Right?
I'm Bill Note.
Or it could be a flannel-sized towel.
What? Yeah.
Bill, what is it you've done?
Deborah Meaden. That's what you are. Just coming in here. Criticising my great NFT.
Have you spoken to Deborah Meaden about this?
No.
Right.
What was your question, sorry?
My question?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I got lost in just the venom that came from his mouth.
Are you kidding?
Thankfully, I've got the NFT to wipe that off.
I'm just thinking, obviously, the flannel towel is pretty established, isn't it?
Nice fluffy towel, then?
Oh, really? It's really
so
that change where
just
you're
changing our whim.
Flannels can be fluffy.
I thought we're the guinea pigs for this idea.
I thought
you're,
so.
I was hoping that you'd be set in stone on what it is you're doing.
Look, I've already discussed this with the higher ups at, you know, the High Performance Podcast. Are you business minded?
Yeah. So business minded.
Yeah, we are business
probably
minded.
Probably too business minded for you.
What's the two businesses then?
Oreo cookies.
Right. What's that business?
Them? Huh?
You make Oreos?
No.
Right. How's that your business?
Sorry, you've lost me, mate.
Are you reading shopping list?
I really want to back you up on this one.
I've got my boy here. My boy is going to explain what I'm talking about.
Taking this Oreo cookies.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
Oreo cookies, the biscuits. Yeah,
congrats on your branding.
Yeah, yeah.
What about them?
Oreo cookies, Tony.
Yeah.
But what's that got to do with this guy in the corner?
Am I in the corner?
Yeah, you will be.
Will I?
Yeah.
Are you threatening me, sir?
Never. It's not a threat to be in a corner, is it?
It was a naughty corner.
Yeah, so you've come on here.
Taking a set piece in football?
Are you having a go at me?
No, I'm not having a go at you.
Right, good.
Trying to move the conversation on.
Say something else other than Oreo cookie.
What do you want to
say? The one who said
nice. What do these towels look like?
They are nice.
Yep.
They are flanneled and they are towels.
Okay.
Need I say more?
Do you have one to show us?
I thought this had come up. I haven't finished my prototype, although I have something very similar.
Ooh.
Go on.
This nice, fluffy piece of paper. Oh,
can I have a look?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. Try washing yourself with
that. That's the kind of size we're looking at.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I imagined.
So it is it's
you could describe
size.
It as possibly A4 size.
You could.
It's white, crisp and clean, which is what you want from a flannel first use. Would second use, it's...
Ow! I don't like that.
Don't really care if you're not interested. The Oreo boy isn't interested. Big whoop.
So I think we're quite easy going on here. This is quite an easy...
I haven't had an easy ride. This guy in the corner is shouting about Oreos.
How did you get onto the High Performance Podcast?
Are you pointing? Pointing's aggressive.
I'm not pointing. Are you pointing one finger? You're pointing five back.
I'm not sure at you.
Try it, bro.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Ow! How did you get on the High Performance Podcast without any sign of proof that you've
done anything? Two words. Fire exit. Anyway, so
on the upcoming High Performance Podcast, are we likely to see you?
Up and coming, yes.
We will see you.
You'll hear me.
Have you got anything motivational to say to the listeners?
Anything high performance?
Yeah. Strive every morning. I'm in the car with my two little ones, and they're arguing, saying various things.
What are your little ones called?
I don't know. I never asked. And I,
where are you taking them, Bill?
We see where the road takes us.
Okay.
They, as we get to every junction, they shout left or right or straight on, and I do as I say.
Right.
Very much nature's sat nav, that is.
And if they can't agree?
I just stop the car and get out.
You turn.
I don't turn.
You never turn.
Never turn. Always go forward the Bill Note way.
Not for turning.
Not for turning.
Well, that's great, Bill.
Thank you. Can I put you down for four towels?
Yeah, definitely.
Four.
It'd be great to have you back on at some point now when you've got you've kind of hashed this out a little bit more. You're a bit more.
Goodbye.
But he's off.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
Sorry, Bill.
Sorry.
Fuck's sake.
I've still got his shoe.
He was interesting, wasn't he?
Yeah, get a couple of minutes out of that. Here he is.
Thanks,
Max. Oh, hello, Stephen. There you go, mate.
I have one similar.
Yeah, you can have that one.
Anyway, should we have a final question?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
It's the final question. Ethan, do you have a final question for us? One last query.
If a dog wore pants, trousers...
Yeah.
How would he wear them? Would he wear them like this on all four legs, or would he wear it at the back?
I'm already thinking. Does it have to be between those two options?
You could tell me how they'd wear the trousers.
I I feel like it's two different pairs of trousers on both.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. No, totally no.
I think out of those two, the back legs for audio listeners is either covering all four or just the back legs. It'd be the back legs.
I would go for the back legs because I feel like if you're wearing some lovely trousers, then you should be able to wear a lovely shirt with it.
Yeah.
And the shirt only works if it's the back legs because I can't imagine a shirt on the other one. That'd be really difficult to put on.
It'd be a cape, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I put my top on my dog the other day through its, well, I call its arms, and that worked.
Have you seen those little suits you can get for your dog? And they've got like little hands that come out the front so it looks like they're carrying stuff.
Yes, I've seen them. They're cool.
Yeah, no, mate.
But trousers are for the legs. The dog has four legs.
I know, but trousers are for human legs. Though? You know, it's.
I think of a dog as two arms and two legs.
No, that it's a four-legged creature.
So you want to say the other one then?
This way. sometimes I pick up my dog like that, and then I get it to hug me, and there its arms.
That's cute.
And when it smacks me in the face with its claws, that feels like a punch.
It's a kick, actually.
Yeah, it feels like a punch.
The thing is, you're putting a human way of looking at things onto a dog.
Mm. Well, he's a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying it doesn't work for this question.
Yeah, there's loads of things you do to a human that you wouldn't do to a dog.
Yeah, name four.
No.
One for each leg.
Shoot!
Well, I need an answer, please.
What are you doing to these dogs?
We're all saying B, right?
Yeah, B.
B, which is just on the hind legs, the back two.
Oh, well, that's settled then. thank you, because I was really worried about that.
I've got to call the UN.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question.
It's all right. There's a guy called Bill Note who was asking me about different prototype ideas and stuff. So
podcast.
So I was working on it. Yeah,
it's cool guy.
He's working on some nice feline trousers.
Well, thank you very much, Ethan, and thank you very much to all you listeners.
Yay!
And the biggest thanks of all to Tony Wright.
Tony.
Well done, Tony.
Tony Wright. Right. Tony, where can people find you?
Manchester, usually. All socials pretty much the same. Tony_Wright97.
Lovely. Oh, he's younger than us.
Mm.
Nice one, Tony.
Sorry, mate.
But Ethan's younger than you.
Aha! Who's the real winner from today?
Ethan's 13. and have you got any wrestling shows coming up? Not next week, but the week after, anyway.
Two weeks from now.
Or any ones that are coming up and you think, hey, love to see some people there?
So I'm regularly like sort of Stockport, Manchester City Centre and Liverpool City Centre.
Mm. Lovely. So
I will have a few of those coming up.
Look out for those any keen wrestling heads or any just keen, you know,
any Tony heads.
Great fun events heads.
I don't think you need to be a wrestling fan to enjoy them.
No, they're like it's a good vibe. Watching it live, you just
it's a lot a drink, of fun. A laugh. Yeah. It is a spectacle.
Even if you're not into it, it's kind of quite fun to see in person.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao. That's beautiful. That.
Cheers, guys.